apă, e vorbă, e vorbință, bă. Amen. Today, the Armenian Church celebrates Palm Sunday, the glorious entrance of Christ into Jerusalem. And for many of us, we think that this is the beginning of Holy Week. That Holy Week begins today, but in reality, Holy Week began yesterday. Holy Week begins with the resurrection of Lazarus. And that story, that miracle, takes place in the Gospel of John, and it is the greatest of the miracles in the Gospel of John. It is the pinnacle of the Gospel. And we know the story. We know how Lazarus was a friend of Christ. He's sick. And Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary, send word to Christ to come and to heal him. And Christ decides not to go, but he waits two more days where he is. And then finally he decides to go when Lazarus is dead. He goes there. The sisters of Lazarus are upset with him. They say, if you had only come sooner, our brother would not have died. And then he says a very famous and a very important word where he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And he orders to see where Lazarus is buried, and he orders that the stone that is covering Lazarus' tomb be removed. He goes and he calls out to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And he comes out resurrected. And it is exactly after this moment that the Pharisees, the Gospel tells us, decide that Christ must die. One very important phrase that Christ says in the Gospel when he is told that Lazarus is dead, or finally tells the disciples that Lazarus is dead, he says, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you might believe. And we find ourselves, I believe, in a similar situation today. Similar to Lazarus' sisters, when we are worried, frightened, in pain, in grief, and surrounded by death in this world. We ask the question, why are you not helping us today? Why don't you come and heal the world? Why is it that you gave sight to the blind, you made the lame walk, and you healed the sick? Why aren't you doing that for us today? Why? And I believe the answer is found in Christ's words, so that you might believe. He allows this to take place so that we grow in our faith. Now someone might ask, how is that possible? I already have strong faith. But true faith, true belief, requires from us to change. It demands that we be different from what we were, that we leave our former self and we turn into what God has called us to be. We are all called to change during this time period, during this quarantine. And as I've said in the past, the word quarantine in Latin literally means 40 days. 40 days just like Lent. And it is no surprise, I believe, that this happened during Lent. And it is happening during Holy Week with the resurrection at the end of it. I do believe that when this all ends, the question we should ask ourselves is, have we changed? Are we going to return back to our old ways like we usually do during Lent, right? During Lent, we give up chocolate or sugar or something, and the day Lent ends, we eat all that we can, and we do maybe two or three times even more than what we would have done had we not given it up during Lent. Are we going to return back to our old ways, or will we change, like the purpose of Lent is to change? And if we do change, how so? Have we changed in the sense of becoming more greedy, stocking up on toilet paper and other things? Have we become more worried about whom we can touch, whom we can say hello to, and where we can go? Have we become less caring of others and only caring about ourselves? Or have we become more faithful and dependent on God? I believe that for years God has been trying to get our attention. For years he has been trying to get our attention put upon him. And I am not saying that this plague, this pandemic, this disease is sent by God to punish humanity, like some TV evangelists have claimed. That is not the case. But rather that this is an opportunity God is giving us. An opportunity and a reminder that we depend on him alone. Perhaps for too many years, people have put their hope in work, in education, in the stock market, in the businesses that we run, in sports that we watch, in the health that we keep, in governments and in organizations. And we have not put our faith and our hope in the healing power of God. I believe that in these difficult times, this is an opportunity for each of us to grow in faith, and to grow closer to each other and closer to God. I believe that this is an opportunity that families that are stuck together in their houses are to work issues out together. That we are to grow stronger as families. That we are supposed to take care of our bodies. And remember that our bodies, we only have one. And worlds, we only have one. And it's up to us to take care of them and be more serious about that. And that this is an opportunity and a wake-up call to the church. That the church is told today, you must expand. You must preach the gospel. You must use the means that I have given you to do that. The 12 disciples on foot went to the world and preached it. And very rarely, myself included, do we put things like this on Facebook or other things. Only because this has happened and I have no one in the church have I resorted to putting things on Facebook. I believe that today there are homes and there are ears that are hearing the Baladak for the first time. That there are homes and there are ears that have never heard the Word of God. And today, because of this, God has used each of us to preach His Word and His Gospel. I pray that we realize that this pandemic, which we are enduring now, is not a punishment for things that have happened, but rather it is a wake-up call of things that we must do, that we must grow in faith, and that when we see the disease and we see the death around us, we remember Christ's words to Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he died, yet shall he live. Amen.